We're on the telephone this afternoon with Steve Schnibley. Steve is Senior Research Manager with DuPont Pioneer. And Steve, I understand that DuPont Pioneer is going to be expanding its soybean research in Nebraska. Sounds like an exciting development. Let's talk about that.
Sure. We are very excited about this development, Ken. This is something we've been working on for the past couple of years, and we're very excited to get a program launched in Stroudsburg, Nebraska, beginning here in 2013. What we have seen over the past several years is just extensive growth of soybean production in Nebraska. And, of course, as we watch the growers and the needs that they have, they've changed significantly in terms of not only the yield performance, but also the agronomic traits in terms of disease and pest resistance.
Is this the first facility in Nebraska, or how does this fit into the total scheme of things?
Sure. So this actually kind of completes the picture for our western footprint for soybean research. This is our first and only facility in Nebraska. Historically, our Nebraska research has been run from our research team in Dallas Center, Iowa, which is just west of Des Moines. So you can probably imagine the travel logistics for that team to conduct research there. So we'll actually have that local footprint now where we can actually expand our research efforts at a more local level. And that what that means for our soybean customers and the soybean producers of Nebraska is going to be a much higher level of genetic gain for yield and traits that are important for their environments. And there are definitely different environments as we look at the irrigated versus the dryland acres that we have in the eastern Corn Belt.
And also, just some unique growing conditions, as you mentioned, possibly more emphasis on some disease packages than you might find in other areas?
That's correct. I mean, what we've seen in Nebraska is the increased, incidence of sudden death syndrome. We're seeing increased soybean cyst nematode pressure, and of course, white mold under some of these pivots. As you apply more water, we do have some diseases that really thrive on high moisture environments, and that's what we want to be testing for, are those varieties that will be tolerant to those type of diseases in those highly productive environments.
Okay, what kind of timetable are you looking at, and what are we talking about as far as staff at a facility like this?
Right, so we anticipate we have a facility ready to move into in Stroudsburg. And so we're in the process right now of interviewing for staff. So we will have staff coming on board here in 2013. We'll be growing the program over the next 2 years. So we'll be a full-blown center here probably in 2014, 2015. But in the meantime, we're just really looking forward to being not only increasing our footprint, but also being there in Stroudsburg, Nebraska, and doing our research there, but also being involved in the community there as well. We're really excited about this opportunity and what it brings to our customers in terms of the products that we can bring that are unique to their environments and that will just make them much more profitable in the future.